Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, everybody? I hope it's been a good week for you. Apologies for another abrupt absence last week. Unfortunately, a few pressing commitments required my immediate attention, but I am back this week, hopefully to make yours a little better. You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in the city of Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Again, apologies for last week's absence, but if you did tune in last week and you did not hear me, hopefully you still enjoyed the 24 hours of student programming that the station had going on. Big thank you to Ola and Lucy for coming in here and filling in for me a little bit. Happy December, everyone. I know for the students it's crunch time with exam season here, but hey, it'll all be over soon. Once that pen falls, when you finish that last answer, it's done. Leave it in the exam room. Don't dwell on it. And of course, that means the holidays are fast approaching too. So from me to you, a little early holiday cheer, wishing you and your loved ones all the best. Let's get into the music. The first song I lined up for you today is by Korean girl group FX, with the song off their new album called Four Walls. For those unfamiliar with the term fourth wall, it's an old theater term, referring to the imaginary barrier or wall that separates the audience from the created world in a stage play or in literature. The three walls, two side, one back, create the physical limitations, and it's finally cordoned off by the fourth at the front that, again, it is imaginary, and it allows the audience to kind of see into that world, to glimpse into the thinking and into the dialogue, and kind of just looking into that created world. And by breaking the fourth wall, that's going through that barrier and directly addressing or interacting in some way with the audience. Initially, my thoughts were that this song might be a reference to this concept. In some ways, it is. The lyrics reference a sort of mirage being a representation of their lover, kind of enticing them a little bit. As it grew, in a way, it became more tangible. It became four walls, not a room, but an isolated space, a segregated, created world, very similar to that concept of the fourth wall. And in terms of composition, it's a deviation from the sound, often associated with FX. They usually bring a more hard-hitting, really strong, electro-influenced sound. This song is much softer, much smoother, that mellow type of EDM, kind of the sound that fellow SM Entertainment group Shiny has been bringing lately. Fun fact is that FX is generally considered to be Shiny's sister group, and it's a sound that works with the concept of the sound. It creates kind of that trancey feel, not so much as the music genre of trance, but more kind of that feeling that it's a little bit distant, a little bit kind of just really chill, really calm sort of sound. Let's check it out now. FX, Four Walls.
Love is for walls.
That was FX with Four Walls. Something a little different from their usual stuff. Something that's really kind of a big transition from their old style. This is actually the first album that they released since the departure of member Suddy. They used to be five, but now they are four. Suddy is an actress now, but she is still managed by SM. Sometimes life just takes people in different directions. FX is still active, still putting out content. Suddy is doing her thing, everyone's happy, and that's all that really matters. But this is actually a very pleasant change in sound, if I might add. It really does seem like this sort of sound is getting a little more popular within Korean music. There definitely is some potential for this getting really catching on a bit more. Next up, I have a song from Taiwan's William Wei, aka Waybird, one of Mandarin Music's most popular rock singer-songwriters. The song from Waybird is called Mianju, or Mask in English, off his 2014 album Journey into the Night. In terms of style, it is a ballad, but it strays from the traditional ballad formula. Now, normally with Chinese language ballads, the artists usually go for the straight piano ballad. But what William Wei, a.k.a. Waybird, is doing is, what he's bringing today is a rock ballad with some instances of hard guitars and a much stronger sound. And with the usual stuff, there's a distinctive up and down, softer verses, then powering out, belting out that chorus, and then taking it down again. Mass starts very, very soft. It's actually very minimalist in terms of instrumentation. Then he takes it up, adds more instruments, and then when you think it's about to get stronger, he takes it down again. He doesn't really power out the chorus. He maintains that softer singing mostly for most of the song. And as it gets to the climax of the track, that's when he hits you with it. He composed and wrote the lyrics to the song himself. And while it can be applied to a romantic situation, it's not explicitly about love. He sings of putting on a mask, presenting a perfect semblance to the people in front of him. He almost cages himself in it, showing that what he thinks people want. And it gets to the point where he finds himself trapped behind the mask, not being able to escape, even if he wanted to. Yes, it could be a love song, completely, even if somewhat unwillingly, changing what and how people see him, kind of changing for that person that he loves. And it feels as though he is addressing something that celebrities go through. They're not necessarily who we think they are. They do it for the camera and they do it for the fans. Waybird Way, Mask, coming up next.
白色谎言，做着黑色的梦，就对着自己沉默，然后一直伸手，一直坠落，填不空虚，填不空洞，到最后没人看破，就连自己也无法逃脱。
That was William Way, a.k.a. Waybird, with Mask. Rock singer-songwriter Waybird with his song Mask from 2014, telling a story that many celebrities, maybe even normal folk like ourselves, can relate to. There's always been a time where we changed who we were on the surface to please someone, trapping ourselves behind this false face to make someone else happy, though it doesn't harm anyone but ourselves. Maybe that's just something to think about a little more. Next up, I have another singer from Taiwan. Her name is Alin, and the song from her today is called Pinghenggan, or balance in English. It also could be translated as sense of balance. This one is quite possibly one of my favorite songs on this week's playlist, if not the favorite. In terms of musical composition, it's a sound that's really actually quite rare in Chinese music. It's got hints of R&B, a little bit of jazz, that familiar melody, that Chinese ballad melody. And while it's a little melancholy, it actually has a very positive message. Always love those positive vibes, just saying. So, as mentioned, the title in Mandarin, quite literally, it just means sense of balance. But while it can apply to physical balance, in this case, it's more addressing mental. She is singing about finding that balance between life and love. What she's driving at is that it's hard to find that perfect balance when dealing with love and everyday life. But she says that it's like walking a tightrope, which is actually the first line of the song, like walking on a cable. Once you lean to one side, you'll fall. You have to be able to balance early on. She's saying that you can't have any hesitation. Say what you mean. Do what you mean to do, otherwise you'll only have regrets. Let's hear it, Alin with Sense of Balance.
Rock bands Taco Cat and Sally Ford are co-headlining on Saturday, December 12th at the Cobalt. Doors open at 7 with the show starting at 8:30. This event is 19+. You can get your tickets today online at timberconcerts.com or at Red Cat and Zulu Records.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Back here live on Asian Wave 101. If you're just tuning in now, you are now tuned in, of course, once again, Asian Wave 101. I'm Steve Zhang. For those of you just joining us, thank you for joining me today. Before the break, we heard Alien with Sense of Balance, bringing the positive vibes and reminding us all not to hesitate when faced with the task of balancing love and everyday life. She's definitely a versatile artist. She can sing more R&B, jazzy songs like that, and the staple piano ballads of Chinese music. Definitely go and check her out some more. Next up is a bit of a special track. It's by a Korean-American hip-hop artist called Flowsick from Queens, New York. It's not entirely American, yet nor is it really Korean hip-hop. It's called Ya No, which means Hey You in Korean. It's in two languages, Korean and English, Korean for verse number one, English for verse number two, and the hook is kind of a mix of both. What he's doing with the song is he's just really calling out rappers who he feels aren't really doing what they should be doing. He calls them out for sacrificing their integrity as artists for the sake of making a few extra bucks. Also, those he's calling out those for being fake, acting like they got it all when they in reality got very little. He even name checks Show Me the Money, the music survival show for rappers in Korea, for being a mess of one-dimensional, predictable rappers. And Flo Sick himself is definitely not that. He has a very distinct style of rapping. He has this really deep, raspy, and really gruff voice, but a really crisp and strong delivery, hence the name Flo Sick. Let's check it out. Flo Sick, Ya No. And after that, we'll have a track by the queen of K-pop, BoA, Disturbance. We'll be right back.
기억이 나질 않아 나를 바라보던 눈빛 따뜻하고 포근했던 느낌도 언제부턴가 우린 서로를 알려하지 않고 알고 싶어 하지도 않았었지
That was Flo Sick with Ya No, Hey You, holding nothing back and calling out these one-dimensional fake rappers. And after that was Boa, the queen of K-pop, with Disturbance, a single she released in January 2013, almost 3 years ago. It's actually in a style that can be said as the, in a way, the precursor to her new style of doing more R&B style music as opposed to the straight dance music she is mostly known for. With Disturbance, she's actually telling the story of a relationship that has ended and how everything in her memory is becoming faded. She can't seem to remember the hugs, the touches, the words that were spoken. From her point of view, she's forgotten you as she sings it to her ex. It's always cool to hear from a legend of Korean music. Definitely go out and check out more of Boa. Now it is once again that time of the week where we catch up on some of the latest happenings from the Asian entertainment world with Asian entertainment news. Now, first up from Hong Kong, I should mention that this isn't sort of, maybe perhaps this is not news, but it's definitely an escalation of a situation that has been ongoing for a very, very long time. Jem is now facing more issues with the media. Hong Kong pop sensation Jem has been having trouble with the media for over a year now. It started in 2014 when media reported her alleged diva behavior, such as making artists who are her seniors in the industry wait to take group photos because she went backstage to fix up her makeup. This led to another issue saying that she was also rude to senior artists. And in August this year, she made an appearance in front of the press to clear up any misunderstandings about her past behavior. In the past, she has been criticized by media for her quote-unquote rude behavior to media, mostly for rejecting any attempts at getting interviews. She stated that it was mostly her managing team that brushed off media without telling her. It's also reported that her manager was extremely arrogant to media at a press conference for her world tour back in November of 2014. In the past, her manager has also said that the media is deliberately trying to smear them in order to try and make them look bad. Now, situations like this, it's really hard to judge exactly what is the cause of these issues. Writing off these reports in English from websites like Jane Stars, which are often translated from the original written in Chinese. So it is that lost in translation sort of situation. You don't know the entire thing. Is it the media? Is it Jem? No doubt there's definitely some fault on both sides, but since I wasn't in the midst of it, I didn't see or hear any of this firsthand. I really can't make any judgment calls. But again, this has been an ongoing issue for over a year now. In fact, it's actually damaged her reputation and her image to quite a degree, where some people have actually in places like mainland China, where there is still is a lot of love for her, but people are saying that they just don't like her anymore because she comes off as such a person who just isn't personable or approachable. But overall, again, this is developing. This is still ongoing. It had died down initially, but then it's coming back up again, and I'll keep you updated as we hear more from this. So next up from South Korea, Zico says he isn't trying to be G-Dragon. Hip-hop artist Zico of Korean hip-hop boy band Block B believes there is no reason to be comparing him to G-Dragon of Big Bang. When Block B first debuted, many people compared the group to Big Bang, now one of the leading groups of the Korean music spread internationally. Both groups have roots in hip-hop and R&B music, so comparisons at the time made sense. The comparisons also spread to Block B leader Zico, who, like Big Bang leader G-Dragon, was a rapper and a producer. Some critics have even said that Zico is trying too hard to take the same path. In response, Zico has said, "There is absolutely no overlap in the music genres of me and G-Dragon. I don't think that it makes any sense to say that I've copied him. Of course, G-Dragon is a senior artist who ranks above me, and I'm incredibly grateful for being compared to him. However, we are on totally different paths." He added, "I think people claiming that I'm copying him are not fans of G-Dragon, but rather individuals who disapprove of my actions, but their behavior doesn't affect me at all. I couldn't care less." Zico has recently released his first solo EP, and his single Eureka with Zion T has already topped charts in South Korea. So overall, this is a very measured and quite honestly an intelligent response on the part of Zico. Now, of course, in any music industry where you have someone who is very widely regarded for what they're capable of doing, someone a little comes around a little later down the road and does a little bit of the same thing, there are some similarities. You know, comparisons are just inevitable. You can see that here. You know, people such as Usher being compared to Michael Jackson, people like Chris Brown, Trey Songz, August Alsina, who are compared to Usher because they all came from that lineage a little bit. Very similar styles, and then Usher being kind of the senior above them, Michael Jackson, God rest his soul, kind of being above him as well. It can be a good thing, but it also is a bit of a vicious cycle. Overall, this is a good response from Zico. He doesn't take it too badly. In fact, he seems to just be content doing his own thing. And that's something I feel we could all learn from him, just being happy where we are without worrying too much of what other people say. So that will do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next week when we cover some more news and some more headlines. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. Don't go anywhere.
Timeless Media Incorporated presents Time Bomb, performing on December 10th at the Fortune Sound Club to promote his new album, Chuch. Time Bomb's explosive introduction into the music scene will be underway at one of Vancouver's most electrifying hip-hop shows ever, with guest performances from Waka Flocka Brick Squad's own YG Hootie, Larry June, SD from Chief Keef's GB, and Ill Chris. This will be a night to remember. Doors open at 9 p.m. The show is 19+, and tickets are available online at fortunesoundclub.com.
Shine On is an eclectic mix of the latest, greatest tunes from the Vancouver underground and beyond, connected through a different theme each week. Join me, your host Shay, every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. for a groovy musical experience.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101, and coming up next is our special Canadian Artist of the Week, Vancouver-based hip-hop duo Gentleman's Vibe, here once again with a song called What a Night. And this one is just a really nice, chill, party sort of song where you can just kick back and just enjoy the sounds. In fact, it starts off very hip-hop, very smooth, and then it actually transitions a little bit towards the latter half of the song. Going away from the more hip-hop style into something that is, truthfully, a little hard to categorize in terms of genre. But overall, very snappy rhymes, very smooth flows from both Justin and Neil. So let's check this out now. Gentleman's Vibe, showing some love to our Canadian artists out there. What a Night.
This is the type of shit we vibing to. Type of shit we smoking till ain't no one gone home till 6, so after work I make it through. What's up? It's on us, cause they just paid the crew. Like who'd have thought that now my boys and I be popping off like all the pills just taken. Young North 808's knocking cause the hotel vacant. Turn it loud, we'll zone out on that loud GMV till I die. Now they fucks with the sound, bruh. See past all the hard talk, but we got soft. They just can't compete with these heartthrobs. Snatch a current bay, love her lights out like Beyonce. Young bills too slick like pomade. So we just straight pour like the city on time. Like we on tour, cause every evening is live. So we good, bro, we straight, we alright. Rolling up, rolling tight. The next morning we say, what a night, what a night. In the kitchen, swear I see the vision. GMV tips, where we kill it with precision. Executive decisions, Cali still the mission. And all the homies on from all the whiskey we been sipping. Pour me more, I'll sip it straight. I've grown accustomed to the taste, I'm feeling great. So pour me more, I'll sip it straight. I've grown accustomed to the taste, I'm feeling like I need a roll when it light it. Don't fight it, the homie Cyro, swear he rolls it the tightest. We smoke in Vancouver perks, where we rolling the finest. We got our brothers beside us, it's like we got an alliance. And we just pour it like the city outside. Feels like we on tour, cause every evening is live. So we good, but we straight, we alright. Rolling up, rolling tight, the next morning we'll say what a night.
My gold links and ticks when we kick it with the click. You already know son, yeah, son, boy, 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 son with it. Swear your bitch, yeah, she's so with it. Comfy season, come through trick before she catch feelings. High like ceiling, she ride like civics. This blood so twisted like word. Giving her what she deserves. Then she give me that dessert like woo. And she coming back for seconds, she already know what's good. Cause I make it finish first.
That was Gentleman's Vibe with What a Night, showing some love, as we always do here at CITR, to our local Vancouver-based artists. Just a really nice, chill song to kind of rein in the holiday party season that'll be happening very, very soon. So go and show them some love. And once again, that was Gentleman's Vibe with What a Night. So coming up next, earlier we were already talking about Hong Kong pop sensation Jem. Well, the next song is by Jem, one of the newest singles, 10 singles actually, that she released to kind of really precede the release of her brand new album. That was 10 new songs and 10 music videos in a new album called Heartbeat. And this song is called Against the Wind. Now, what she really is talking about this one, in terms of Against the Wind, what she is really saying is that life is a struggle, plain and simple, that it's a struggle. Everyone is born innocent and without worry. Everyone has had that time where they just don't really think too much about the outside world. They don't really consider kind of what happens in life. But then as time goes by, you know, they start meeting these obstacles, they start meeting these hardships. But then what she really wants to do is that she wants to applaud them for, you know, having the courage, first of all, to face those hardships, and that to really, you know, make it clear to the people that she's singing to that life is, you know, fulfilled in a way through hardships. It's only by going through stuff like that that we grow, that we learn to be better people, that we become stronger. And that's really what she's going, that it's never a better experience than to go through these challenges and just face them head on and just learn from each and every single one of them. Fly against the wind, as she's saying in this song. So let's check it out now. And before we get into that, though, I will say that this one really actually stuck out to me a little bit, because when we think of Jem's music, we think of those really strong, emotional piano ballads where she's just singing her heart out and just belting out those notes. But then this one is a huge deviation from that. It's not so much the traditional piano ballad. In fact, it's got just a little bit of rock influence. And she kind of tones it down a lot. She gives it a bit more of a softer treatment. And that's just something a little new for people who have been listening to her for a long time. Yes, she is capable of it, but she never really shows it. So that's coming up next, Jem with Against the Wind.
城市早已沉睡在天雷的虚伪，暂时就像刺眼的阳光，习惯伸手就挡。我像火烧在大雨下，双嘴无微弱的我，看不见过往的心意上，是否太倔强？ 生活就像一场繁华里的流浪，多少欲望像汹涌的浪，吞噬多少善良。我们在霓虹灯下成长，当月亮人月，迷惘。孩子曾都一样，生来天真勇敢，颠覆梦想却随着时光慢慢变。 漠中的花，周围是咆哮的风沙，但就算现实多复杂，我也不害怕。生活就像
That was Jem with Against the Wind. Just something about her voice that kind of just makes you feel certain emotions when you're listening to her songs. And of course, what they like to call her in Hong Kong is the girl with the big lungs, and there's no doubt about that. But of course, what was the biggest treat, I think, for listeners of that song was that she wasn't trying too hard to get those notes out with this one. What she was really doing, like that softer treatment of the song, and then kind of just gradually building up to that high point as we got towards the wrap-up in the song. Definitely something that is really good to listen to. Always a great listening choice, Jem. So, moving on, though, the next song I have is from South Korea, and it's by Korean-American recording artist Jay Park, or Park Jae-bom. And the song is called You Know, featuring underground rapper Occasion. And this song is, it's a little bit different from what a lot of people have come to associate with Jay. You know, originally he was a member of a pop group, he was an idol, and then now that he's off on his own doing his own thing, he's running his own indie record label, he's making music on his own, just him and his crew. And he's kind of, over the years, he's kind of built himself that image as being the dude who sings the R&B songs and dabbles a little bit in rapping. This song, it was released on his newest album, Worldwide, which is the first album that he released to really feature exclusively his music in the hip-hop genre. And to put it simply, this song, You Know, is a thirst trap. It's talking about kind of like that after a really, really, really exciting kind of party-filled night, kind of in that moment once you get home, and then you see a girl, and then, do I need to say more? But overall, it's a pretty cool song, and the featuring, of course, once again, is underground rapper Occasion, who has a very distinct rapping style. You may not know what he looks like. You'll for sure recognize his flow on this song. Let's check it out now. Jay Park, Occasion, with Thirst Trap, You Know.
생각에 꽂혀 새던 지폐를 내려놓고 안 걸던 전화를 걸었어. 사실 난 외롭고 넌 멍청한 에이, 걸 수도 에이, 있지만 에이, 내 곁에 에이, 너는 누워있지 now. 걔보다 내 곁이 더 편하다고 말을 해. 그런 말 들으면 난 일어나 바지립네. 개새끼 개새끼 뭐 자랑스럽진 않네. 하지만 가야 해. 적 없는 것처럼 이제 와 왜 날 잡니. 내가 너 잡았던 적이 없는 것처럼 No 나는 이제 붙여 다시 다지 말고 넌 과거에 묻혀. 너는 다시 나를 잡고 네 다리에 묻혀. 그리고 또 날 질문해 왜요 왜요 왜 난 미래 참견하는데요. 내 머리는 작전이 가득 차 네 실자리 없어 같이 나 무위세 피 흘리고 우리들은 캘러웨어. 시계는 돌고 기회는 찾아와 돈은 움직여 나도 멈추진 않아.
That was Jay Park featuring Occasion with You Know, the Thirst Trap Anthem of 2015. I say that with all the admiration of a fan of both artists, okay? So don't judge me. But overall, it is a... It actually... The song itself, it actually just works really well. You have kind of like that hard-hitting bass and then kind of with those layered, with those melodical... kind of melodic synths on top of it. But overall, a great beat produced by Cha-Cha Malone of AOMG, again featuring Occasion. His distinctive flow actually really adds to the song, that kind of like that really laid back, almost monotonous type of flow. But again, it works in this regard. So that will actually take us to the last song of the week. And it's from China by a fairly popular artist known as Jason Zhang or Zhang Jie. And the song is called Mingtian Guohou, The Day After Tomorrow or After Tomorrow. And this song, very simple. Sometimes simplicity just works. And it's actually a very sweet song. In a way, he actually dedicates it to the girlfriend that he was that he had back when he released this song in 2008, to, you know, the same woman now, who that same woman is now his wife. And it kind of just talks about their rocky road, kind of like when he first released this song, it was around when their relationship was like huge news amongst certain circles and people were just really surprised overall. And then, you know, it led to some issues, but in the end they managed to pull through it together and they're now happily married 4 years. So again, it's called Mingtian Guohou or After Tomorrow. And just talking about all the times that they had, the struggles, but then how they're not willing to give it up. So that will play us out for today. And if you have any requests for me at all, if you have any thoughts on this week's news, don't hesitate to send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. If, once again, I will say that email, asianwave101@gmail.com. Arts Report is coming up next with Ashley and the crew coming in here. We've got a couple interviews, some reviews, just overall good stuff, always in line as usual. So once again, that will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you so much for joining me on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Take care, everybody, and I will talk to you next time.
没有星星的夜空，没有话题能补充，太多承诺从指缝中流走，不敢奢求什么，回忆将我们扣留，无一瞬间亲吻的时候， 界就好像轮回般朦胧，心动渐渐的失控。是否两个人足够捕捉爱的尽头，闭上了眼睛记得你的笑容，幸福的从容将灵魂都掏空，享受一分钟的感动。是否爱上一个人不问明天过后，山明和水秀不比你有看头，牵着你的手一直走到最后，这一刻怎么回头。
Jesse Laborde,
hey there,
and you're
welcome
listening to CITR 101.
The show. Wow, that was a little weird. Anyways, welcome to the show. This is the Arts Report. You were joined by me, host Ashley Park, and our arts reporter,
Jake. Howdy.
Howdy, Jake. And today's show is December the 12th. Is that right? No, it's not December the 12th. Oh my gosh, I'm looking at the date wrong. It's flipped. It is December the 9th. My gosh, my gosh.
I get the year wrong sometimes, so...
Hey, and also we're changing next year. It's going to be like 2016. Isn't that weird? 2016?
It'd be weird if it was 2050. But
oh, that's true. I guess that would be weird. Anyways, we're going to open this show with kind of a much more, you know, before we get right to the cool interviews we have for you today, we're going to open it much more gently. I know that everyone is going through exams, going through study season right now. So we're going to talk a little bit about study culture, a little bit about exam culture. Yes, there's a culture around studying and exams.
There's a culture around everything, you know.
There's a culture around everything.
You look hard enough.
Whether you are the type to kind of study in a large group or study by yourself, we want to make sure that everyone is being as healthy as they can during this very stressful time. One thing that I personally like to do is I like to rewrite notes for almost everything, but it's not just writing, kind of like writing for the sake of writing, basically writing for the most important points and saving your notes, because I think people actually get a little bit more stressed out when they flip through how many pages of notes they have and they don't know where to really kind of start, because it feels like you're reading an entire book again.
Because you can't streamline the information, and when you summarize, it's you breaking down the information to understand it, so it's an optimal process, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And also, another good thing that I actually learned recently is to actually have a water bottle with you.
Really?
Yeah, while you're studying. Yeah, a water bottle or like a small snack, because what happens
Full of Red Bull.
Or Red Bull, if you are so inclined. Red Bull, coffee, whichever. Isn't Red Bull kind of like a diuretic like coffee, though?
It contains caffeine.